We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to Gwynn and Chris. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, here at Mandalay Bay Winter Meetings 2018. It's been a rather slow one, but our show is just starting to pick up speed. Joining us now, San Diego State alum, current Colorado Rockies manager, coming off a terrific 2018 season. Buddy Black joins us. Buddy, how are you, man?
I'm doing well. Good to see you, boys.
As always.
Couple Aztecs.
Isn't it the best?
Isn't it? Come on.
The red and black table right here in the middle of the baseball winter meetings. Hey, congratulations on getting back to the postseason. Everybody always says how tough it is to get there. You know how tough it is to get back there. And for your guys to pull it off down the stretch, another tough race. But Colorado came through. It was well done.
Well, it was a great year for us. And I say all the time that, you know, at the end of the season, truly one team's happy. And that, you know, this year it's the Red Sox. It's great to make the playoffs. But once the playoffs start, you want to keep going. But, you know, I was proud of our team in a lot of ways. We fought it. We fought down the stretch. We won 9 out of 10.
Yeah.
You know, we still ended up tying the Dodgers. They had a very good second half. They got a great team, as you guys know. And I don't know whether you've talked to Doc or not, but, you know, he's all one of our great friends.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think it was a good season overall for baseball. Like, the playoffs were great. The Red Sox-Dodger World Series was awesome. But, you know, I'm proud of the Rockies. We had a nice season.
You guys had a terrific season, first of all, but you guys were able to kind of turn it on in that last month. And, you know, the previous season, you guys were in a similar situation, came up a little bit short. Was there anything that changed from that experience the year before for some of your guys that helped them propel them to get over the hump that last month?
Yeah, I think, you know, experience is the best teacher. I think in 17, you know, going through the playoff race and making the playoffs gave the guys a great deal of confidence. And when you go through it, you want to experience it again. So, you know, 2 years in a row now, Trevor Story, Arenado, Blackman, LeMahieu, you know, our core players and some young pitchers, obviously, went through it the year before. You know, it just lends itself to, you know, an expectation level for the group and a confidence of realizing that, you know, we belong, you know, in a conversation as a playoff team.
No question. I thought, honestly, you talked about the World Series and there was some great playoff baseball, but the game that sticks out to me was that 15-inning deal in Chicago. I mean, that wild card game with everything on the line, one game, and just playing deep into the night at Wrigley Field, and Tony Walters, a San Diego kid, comes up with the
RBV
hit for you. I mean, come on. It was couldn't have been a better story, at least from this angle, right?
Yeah.
It was like you and Tony Walters pulled through, but you had to be so proud of your pitching staff and the way that team really galvanized against a great Cubs team.
Yeah, that was a great game. That was a classic game. I think
it was.
That, you know, Will, I know Will always remembered. I know that, you know, in the baseball annals, there's a lot of great games. You know, I think, you know, even going back to the Padres Rocky game, 163 and
sure,
2007. That was a great game. But, I mean, you know, John Lester, Cole Hamels, we went up against those guys, Kyle Hendricks. I mean, it was a classic game. 2-1, 13 innings.
But it was awesome.
And it was a great game. A lot of, you know, a lot of changes in that game from a managerial standpoint, a lot of pitching changes, double switches, pinch hitters.
Excuse me to interrupt, but to prove the fact that baseball can still be great no matter how long the game takes, because it was a three or four hour game that you couldn't take your eyes off of.
It was a long game,
right?
And you're right, in a low scoring where one pitch can make a difference. It's those are the special games.
Buddy Black joins us, manager of the Colorado Rockies, here on Gwynn and Chris. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello. But I've been dying to ask you this because I've always felt like one of your best strengths as a manager is the way you manage a bullpen. We fast forward to this playoffs, and your team actually fell victim to this. I guess we have to call it an opener. What is your philosophy? Because I watched how you manage your bullpen for a couple years I played with you, and I've seen you do it over time. You do it so well, and yet this philosophy now is so much different than the way I've seen you approach it.
Yeah, it's a little different now, obviously, depending on the pitching staff construction for each team. As it relates to the Rockies, we were fortunate to have a starting rotation that led the National League in innings pitched, which, we're really proud of our guys, especially some young pitchers like Freeland and Marquez and Anderson and Gray. I mean, these guys, went to the post and pitched innings, and we were able to, use our bullpen in, a more traditional fashion like we've seen happen over the last 10 years. And now, the advent of what's happening now with an opener, one guy pitching one inning, then going to a longer type relief pitcher, and then the matchup situations and specialty pitchers, it's a different game. And then once you get in the playoffs, that's a completely different animal in the playoffs, where you really see the finish line, and you have to win games, and you go to certain relievers because of day offs, they're rested and you can use them. But yeah, the managing a pitching staff and a bullpen in the playoffs is completely different than managing the 6 month long haul. But Milwaukee did especially with their group is something we haven't seen before.
No.
They utilized Hader, how they utilized Knebel and some of their younger arms. But I think whether we're trending towards that, we'll see. But there's no doubt the use of the opener like Tampa made. Part of their regular routine. I suspect you're going to see more of that.
Probably going to see more of it, and hopefully Tony and I are both rooting for it to be a fad and to go away. Once Milwaukee beat you guys and then went to that opener thing, we openly were hoping it wouldn't work, because we feel like had Milwaukee won the World Series with that last year, then almost every team might have really been
like
implored
wildfire
to have to do it this year a little bit,
Yeah, I mean, they took it to the extreme when – when Miley against the Dodgers just faced one hitter, that was very unique. The A's used a reliever against the Yankees in the wild card game, and that didn't turn out for them. But but if you have the type of starting pitchers where you want to get off to a good start, I mean, you're going to start Chris Sale, you're going to start David Price and Kershaw, and we're going to start Freeland, and we're going to start Marquez. I mean, Tampa proved that, just the construction of their pitching staff, they had to go about a little different.
Buddy, there's been, some reports coming out of Colorado that you guys may be considering moving Blackman out of center field. Is there any truth to that?
Yeah, we're gonna move him, Tony. I think where Charlie is in his career, I think getting him to a corner is gonna benefit him. He and I have had that talk. So. It's more than likely that, if something changes as far as an injury or a player acquisition or something, he can very well go back to center. But as it stands right now, we're going to probably move him over to right field. And Carlos Gonzalez, who's been a great Rocky, over the last years, it will probably move on and, be with another club.
But this team keeps on going forward. How do you guys go about picking up the disappointment, shaking off, I guess, the disappointment of the Milwaukee series? Because I know that's the last thing that the Rockies ever expected, is to go into a hitting slump at that time. But 2 years in a row now you've been there, that's the good news. But as you said, you want to get there now a third year in a row so that you can do some damage
with it. We're going to work, this offseason. Even here in Las Vegas, we're trying to do some things. Especially on the offensive side. I mean, the pitching staff, I think, is going to remain pretty stable. We're not looking for a lot of help there. But, our lineup, there's a couple holes that we think we need to fill, and we're going to go after that. And like I said, we have some guys who are a big part of our team the last couple of years will probably not be with us. So, there's changes every year. Most teams obviously don't stand pat, even the teams that win. There's turnover, just the nature of our game. But we're going to try to get a bat or two to help our offense, because we didn't really swing the bats like Rocky clubs of the past.
Yet you guys still managed to go
they still
farther.
Got there.
Yeah. Buddy, you guys hire a new hitting coach. Dave Magdon comes in, very good hitting coach. What are you expecting him to bring to the ball club this year?
Well, first of all, our interviews with Dave went really well, and I was impressed by him. I've seen him from the other side,
right?
For many years, and I think that he brings a great deal of credibility, experience. He's a solid pro. What I think he's going to bring that I think will be good for our club is a every night approach. To the opposing pitcher, the opposing starter, and when teams start making changes and bring relievers in, from what I've gathered, and the work that we've done on Dave is that he's very good at game planning for an offense. He used the term offensive coordinator, which I smiled at that. When the game starts, we're going to have a plan against that pitcher, whoever that guy is. And it's going to be talked about, obviously, early in the afternoon as guys come through the cage and we have, our discussions about the pitching staff. But I think he's very, very good at that.
Obviously, we've always asked you about your times in San Diego, and you've always been gracious enough to share your memories of San Diego. But you're a little further away from that now.
Right.
What do you think of what the Padres are doing, though? I mean, keeping a little eye on this. Obviously, I don't want to say the Rockies and Dodgers are looking over their shoulders, but you guys got to know this Padre team is probably coming pretty soon.
Yeah, from what I've seen and from what I've read, I have not seen, a lot of the guys that are being talked about. Tatis,
right.
Gore. We saw a glimpse of the young second baseman. He looks to be a nice player.
Urias, yeah.
The outfield that we've seen, there's some talent. I mean, we saw Renfro break out a little bit this year and Margot. The big right fielder's got Bauer.
Reyes,
he hit some
yeah.
home runs against us. The arms that are coming, I haven't seen them, but I've read scouting reports. I've heard people talk about them, and I think they're real. So.
Yeah.
That bodes well for the pods, obviously I'd like to see to a certain extent, obviously.
As long as they stay behind you.
Yeah, as long as they beat the Dodgers and the Giants and the Diamondbacks, I'm in.
You're right. Perfect. Yeah.
But this was, obviously a couple of years ago, well thought out, by AJ and his group. And it's been some tough times, but hopefully good times are ahead.
But one more question before we let you get out of here. We know you're busy. And this is probably a question you're going to be dealing with throughout the 2019 season. You have an unbelievable third baseman.
We got that third baseman. Yeah.
He's coming up on free agency. Are you guys going to be in a position to bring him back?
I think so. We want to.
Yeah.
I know that our owner, and obviously this is a decision – well above my level, but my take and I'm privy to some conversations,
right.
obviously, but I really think that there's a desire by both sides to maybe hopefully get something done. I know there's a mutual respect between the Rockies and Nolan and vice versa, and there's something special about a player who spends his whole career with one team, as you know.
That's right.
And I think Nolan is has that type of feeling. So, again, we don't know how it's going to play out, but I know there's motivation on our part, and I believe Nolan also. But, when it gets down to it, there's a lot of factors and variables along the way. But we'll see. But I know that as we speak, there's been dialogue even as far back as last year, setting some parameters and discussions as it should be, but when it gets down to that point where it really gets down to the 11th hour, we're hoping that it gets done.
Well, we do too. I mean, unless he comes to the Padres, I want him to at least stay in the division
because
I like to watch him play. I love to watch him play. To be honest with you, he's fantastic. Yeah. Bud Black, great to see you, and thanks for being so gracious with your time as always, and good luck again this season to those Rockies.
All right. Thanks, boys. Good to see you as always.
Yes, sir.
Good luck with the show, and it's always great to talk San Diego sports, man.
All right, buddy. Thank you, brothers.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Over here. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.